The ones that don't know me, my name is David Hall. I know Garth. We do VN together quite often, so a lot of people know me from there. I do currently at this time preside in Hawkinsville, and I go to Christ Worship Center down there. That is my home church. So hopefully soon I'll be back up here in Warner Robins. So looking forward to moving back up to this area. So I guess I'll open this up in a word of prayer. God, be with us as we've gathered here today, and let this be a day of worship. All right. So, all right. So today I would like to talk to you a little bit about faith. See, faith is a word that has many meanings. So it's okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm probably going to throw a lot of scripture out to you pretty quick. And I've got my phone up here so that I could read it. I'll give you a minute to get there in your Bible if you want to follow along. But I'll read it so you can listen. So like I said, faith is a word that has many meanings. And it can mean faithfulness, as in 1 Kings 8:61. So let me get there. So it's 1 Kings 8:61. So it says, "Let your heart, therefore, be wholly true to the Lord our God, walking in his statutes and keeping his commandments as at this day." So that talks about faithfulness. But it can also mean absolute trust, as in Luke 7:2-10. Luke 7:2-10. "Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued to him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, 'He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue.' And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, 'Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I do not presume to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, and said, 'I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith.' And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well." So there we talk about absolute trust. Okay, but it can also mean confident hope, as in Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. "Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." So it's a confident hope. And it could even mean a barren belief that does not result in good deeds, as in James 2:14-26. James 2:14-26. "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, And one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is it? So also by faith itself, it does not have works, but is dead. If it does not have works, it's dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by works. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac to the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not also Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, see also faith apart from works is dead. So faith encompasses a lot. And I'm sorry that I throw all that scripture out at you, but we don't realize the true vast and majority of what faith is. See, faith is not something we must do in order to earn salvation. It is actually a gift God gives us because he is saving us. In Ephesians 2 and 8. So, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. So it's God's grace, not our faith, that saves us. When God saves us, he gives us faith, which is a relationship with his Son, so that we can become more like him. Through the faith he gives us, he carries us from death into life. When we talk about our faith, we are actually talking about our relationship with God. We a lot of times use the word faith for different things, like, I have faith that this car is going to get me to church this morning. And sometimes I wonder. So, when you say things like that, it puts you into a type of relationship with whatever you're talking about. And it put me into that relationship with that vehicle. So sometimes we can put our faith into the wrong things. I'll talk more about that in a minute. See, what we don't understand sometimes is that our relationship with God grows. As our relationship with God grows, our faith grows. See, when we make the decision to accept God in our heart and truly repent, which is to do a 180 and walk the other way from the path that we are currently on. See, that's what we are chasing, is that relationship with God. And that's when the seed takes hold. So, like I've talked about on a Wednesday night in our Bible study class at our church that I attend, see, sometimes your seed may not be in good soil to begin with. It may have fallen into a sandy area, thorns or rocks. And when our relationship with God grows through study and prayer and worship, we change the ground that our seed has taken roots in. So it's constantly changing and ever evolving. So the stronger our relationship with God is, the stronger our faith is. See, as a child, I accepted Christ, but didn't understand what it truly meant to accept Christ. So I even memorized verses so that I could win a prize. Enjoyed going up there, going to children's church, and they would say, "Did you memorize your verse this week?" And you'd get stickers, you'd get a piece of candy. So those were the things that I enjoyed as a child, never knowing and understanding what I was doing. See, I didn't even know what it meant to have a relationship with God and didn't understand what faith was. But I remember when I was attending church with my parents, and at this time I was in foster care, and I'd been in there for a couple of years. And so I was kind of new with these foster parents, and to this day I still call them my parents. So while I was sitting here in this church, and when I tell you church, it was the pastor's apartment, and we sat in the living room. I think there was all of about seven of us, and most of us were kids. So we weren't very big in numbers, but our spirit was large. So I heard someone talking in tongues, and this lady was praying over everybody in the church. She was taking her time, and, you know, I was like, "Hey, this stuff can't be real." You know, I was like, "We need to hurry this up." And I was wanting some Pizza Hut. I was hungry. So at the age of 14, I was just sitting there. And, you know, 14 is a precious time in your life. And, you know, all I wanted to do was eat. And that's all I could think about most of the time. And as you can see, not much of that has changed. So I still love to eat, and I think about it quite often. So I get picked on sometimes because my day revolves around, "Hey, where are we going to be at? Okay, well, I can eat over here if I'm over there." So, but I can tell you how much my mind was blown away that day. So the lady prayed over me in tongues, and it was interpreted. She looked at me and said, "Don't worry, you'll be going to Pizza Hut when we get done here." So at 14 years old, you've been sitting there thinking in your head, "I want some Pizza Hut." Nobody knows where they're going for lunch yet. No decision had been made. And then she tells me this. So when she spoke over me, and she continued to speak over me right there, and some things began to change in me. For her to be able to tell me what I was thinking just a few minutes before was crazy. And I knew at that moment it had to be something. So if we just put our faith in God and begin nurturing that relationship with Him, it will continue to grow. In Matthew 17:22, it says, "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." So think that just the smallest amount of faith can do things like that. Imagine what a blossoming relationship with God could accomplish. So we as Christians have a tendency, to underestimate God. I have many times pushed God to the side and tried to do it on my own, and it never ends up the way I think it should. So we have to have faith that God will take care of things for us. So He tells us that He will feed us and clothe us. Now that doesn't mean to go sit back and just say, "All right, God, here I am. Now take care of me. You're going to take care of all of my needs." So I have gotten myself into corners and tried to get myself out. And all it seemed like I was doing was spinning wheels when I was in these corners. It was when I put my faith in the Lord and asked Him to take care of it for me that I would be able to get out of that corner. See, sometimes our faith doesn't translate over to outside the church. And what I mean by that is we wear a different mask depending on where we are and who we are around. See, sometimes we have a tendency, we wear a mask at church. Then at school, we wear a different mask. And then at work, we wear a different mask. And around a certain group of friends, we wear even a different mask. And then even at home and even around our family, we continue to wear a different mask. So, believe me, I fall short just like the next guy. But God wants us to wear just one mask and to have that relationship. But what does it say about your faith or our relationship with God when we're wearing these different masks? We are learning from our mistakes and we are continuing to make the same mistakes. No, are we learning from our mistakes or are we continuing to make the same mistakes? Are we showing our faith or our relationship at all times? In Revelation 3:16, it says, "But since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." See, playing the fence isn't a good thing. When it's that time, do you really want to be standing there being like, "Well, God, see, what had happened was," the answers you're going to get back from that are not going to be what you want to hear. So as we've heard before, going to church is so important. It helps our faith and our relationship with God to grow. I like to think of it as we go to church to get our meat and potatoes for the week. I've also heard this put into terms before of how a cow processes food, which is pretty neat to me, and I enjoy using this ever since I've heard it. And I'm not a farmer by any means, so hopefully I get this right by repeating it. See, cows have two stomachs. I'm not 100% sure. They have more than that. Okay. See, I'll just go with two. So what they'll do is they'll grab this patch of grass and they'll chew on it for a while. And see, being at church and listening to what God has to say is like biting into that patch of grass. And then the cow stores the grass in his or her first stomach, where later it can be regurgitated when needed. See, we take what was said at church and we study on it. And then when the time comes, God will help us to be able to recall what we need when we need it. See, now if your memory is anything like mine, then it has to be from God, because I can barely remember what I did yesterday and what I'm supposed to do this afternoon. So I'm not telling you that just being at church is the answer either. You have to have that relationship or that faith. See, as our relationship with God grows, our faith begins to emerge. With that, we begin to walk more Christ-like, and our faith shows through actions. Some Christians are content in sitting in church, listening to the pastor preach, and then going home and sitting inside of their box. God doesn't call us to do that. He equips us to go out and do works for Him. Not saying that you're going to go out and start a revival. Or you could. You never know. You never know what God has planned for you unless your faith is grounded in Him. When we put our faith in God and do what He asks of us, our relationship with Him grows. Our relationship and our faith grows as other people, as our relationship and faith grows, other people and also Satan will notice. See, by reading and studying his word, we can put our faith out there. When we go out and do things that God has called us to do, we are putting our faith on display. We're putting our relationship with him out there. And when you put that out there for everyone to see, you will be put under a microscope. The bad thing is that other Christians sometimes will be your worst critics. So, at our church, we've done this thing where we've allowed people inside of our church to get up and stand up and give messages from time to time. And it's to help us to be able to grow in our relationship and our faith with God. So we had somebody that did that a couple of weeks ago. And then she got up there. She had to put her faith in God, and she had to trust their relationship was good enough that she could do that. So, in any time that I get and stand up here, I have to have faith in God and that our relationship is good enough that he will see me through this. And Garth does it every week. Now, I'm not as loud and walking around as Garth. So, but everybody has their different way of getting messages out. But that relationship and that basis has to be there. Your faith has to be grounded and rooted in God for you to be able to do things. So, believe it or not, I don't like getting up in front of others and speaking. So my faith steps in and says, hey, God, you got me. You're going to carry me through this. And as I've talked to friends and family about getting up and doing things like this, I've actually heard and gotten a lot of support in doing this. And Garth had called me. We had talked about him going down to Trinidad. So he asked me, he was like, hey, you know, would you mind speaking at the church while I'm gone? And I sat there and I was shaking my head. I know Garth couldn't see it, but I was like, oh, I don't know. But I was like, yes, I'll do it. Because how can my relationship with God grow if I don't use the opportunities that he gives me to help our relationship become closer and continue to grow? So I talk to guys at work and you know, I tell them about this, and most of the guys I hang out with are pretty good Christian guys and women also. And, you know, I know where their faith lays. So, but there are probably some of these guys that go, this guy preaching? Yeah. So, you know, we have to remember that our faith and relationship is on display, because there are probably some of those people that look at me and they go, well, he just went off on that alternate supervisor just a couple of weeks ago. You know, how can he? So there are moments where my relationship with God doesn't show through like it should, and I've tarnished myself. But thankfully, I have a relationship with a God that loves me and cares for me even when I am weak. My relationship or my faith continues to grow. A lot of times as a church, we forget to have faith in God. Our relationship with God as a church isn't perfect. Sometimes we know what God wants us to do, and we just go out and do. As humans, that is our nature. As a church, when a problem comes up, we should be here at this altar or at an altar praying, or in your closet praying, or wherever you pray at, and letting our faith in God lead us. And as a church, you come together and you pray that God leads your church and puts you where it needs to be. So the more we as a church and as individuals put God first in a relationship, the more benefits that we as individuals and a church will receive. So there was this 8-year-old girl that was diagnosed with lymphoma. There was a tumor the size of a golf ball in her. her church came together and they put their faith, their relationship with God at the altar. They prayed for a complete healing of this child. They were praying as the surgeons began their jobs. And as they cut her open, the tumor shrank up to the size of a marble. And when it was tested, it wasn't even cancerous. So through this church's faith and this relationship, this had completely been gone away and gotten rid of. See, God, the church called on God because they knew what God had promised, and their faith showed them through it. So when we are in this relationship, we have to make sure that we put God first. It can't be like the relationship we have with some person down the street where we put ourselves first and others second. See, God wants to be first in our relationship with Him. When we put Him first, our faith will shine bright like a diamond. Got that from a song. So, but do you realize when you put your faith, He just sits there and hones on you, and he shines you up. He wants you to shine through everything. See, in the book of Daniel, Daniel had a relationship with God that was strong. His faith showed through when he was put on the spot. He interpreted dreams and even had dreams of his own. And how good do you think your relationship needs to be able to stay overnight in a lion's den? Especially when the lion hasn't eaten in a week. See, his relationship or his faith was strong that he even prayed to God, even though he knew that he would get in trouble for it. He continued with the thing that he did every night, knowing that he would get in trouble. Can you say that you have that same relationship with God? Is your faith where it needs to be? Are you doing what it takes to grow your relationship? How many masks are you wearing? And are you tired of wearing these masks? So at some point in time, I ask that you make sure you spend time with God to see where your roots are growing and where your relationship with God is. Ask God to show you where you are and how to grow your relationship and what your next step is. So it's hard to do that when you're around people sometimes. So I encourage you to seek your own place of, David would go out into the wild and pray. And, you know, even Jesus would go away from people to talk to God. So make sure you take that time out to see where your relationship or your faith is with God. So thank you for allowing me to get up here today and talk to y'all. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well,